Good afternoon and welcome. You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches 89.5, Micro FM, Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. Simulcast on the Grow Your Own Channel, 107.5 FM, Greenville, South Carolina, the Jalapeno Channel, 87.9 FM, Sioux Falls, South Dakota, and numerous other micro broadcasts and webcasts across our great nation. Our website is FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com. We open the broadcast with The Trenches by Pop Evil. It is Muck and Fun Day. It's already the sixth day, almost a week of fucking June gone. Sixth day of June, 2020. It's 12:04 Pacific time. I'm your host, Henry Shively. This is a live call-in program, and listeners are encouraged to join in the conversation. If you'd like to call in, the number is 667-770-1530. A nice lady will come on the line and ask you for the conference room you want, and that would be 220029 and then the pound sign. Again, that's 667-770-1530. And then enter 220029 and hit that pound sign. Of course, you have to punch in *610 mute if you want to come up on the air and mix it up with me today. It is currently 59 degrees here, 4,200 feet in the high Cascades of northern Jefferson, and we're looking for a high of 63 degrees today for the Klamath Basin. And it warmed up a couple of days, you know. It's supposed to get warmer through the week, but it rained over the weekend, of course. Naturally, you know, you go out there and fucking harvest the goddamn lawn because you couldn't cut it because the snow was in the way, and the snow moves and it grows another... I don't want to talk about it. It's just bullshit. The moisture will end now that we've been fucked real good and solid, okay? Alrighty, let's see what else is going on here. Mexico allows 10,000 migrant caravan to head for U.S. border. Mexico, what the fuck do they have to do with our goddamn fucking borders? Unless they're insisting a fucking invasion against our people. Mexico, fuck you, Mexico. I'll kill your whole fucking country, you cocksuckers. We'll be right on it as soon as we get back.
Thank you for listening to PBFTT.
Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5.
Micro FM.
Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson.
Bringing you the word from the trenches, please give a big round of applause for Henry Shively.
Alrighty then, Mexico. Mexico's allowing shit now. The American nationals, if there is no fucking law, there's no fucking law for us either. You got that? Maybe you can get that through your fucking noggin. Mexico allows 10,000 migrant caravan to head for U.S. border. How about we fucking take some F-16s or whatever the meanest fucking goddamn jet we got is down there, and we fucking bomb fucking goddamn Mexico City until they stop? I would be defending our fucking borders now, wouldn't it, Mexico? Who in the fuck is Mexico? You fucking have fought us. Last time you fucking fought us, we went out, took you all the way to goddamn Mexico City. We should have burned that son of a bitch to the ground and enslaved him for three generations for fucking with us. Now, Mexico is making this. See, it's part of that New World Order bullshit. Pretty soon we'll be arguing about, well, Mexico shouldn't be, I mean, Mexico should be on ours. Mexico has no fucking jurisdictional authority in this country. They sure as hell don't have jurisdictional authority over our fucking borders. Neither does that fucking United Nations cocksuckers. And we're not going to fucking debate it because we have it in fucking absolute fucking law. Absolute, ratified, unalienable, unchangeable fucking law. We don't have to debate it. The facts are fucking right there. Mexico allows. Fuck you, Mexico. Mexican police and immigration officials allowed nearly 10,000 strong migrant caravan to cross the country's southern border and head to the United States. And organize. They should have been opened fire on then, huh? That's the Mexican goddamn government fucking facilitating invasion into our fucking country. The 50 caliber should have opened up on them. The tank should have fucking opened up on them, right? The missiles should have fucking flown. If you're defending your goddamn border against invasion, and these are illegal fucking alien invaders. But no. They're immigrants. Fuck you. You fuckers are gonna pay. You can't, you can play this fucking game for only so long, and the people will be forced to act. Maybe it'll take forcing, but by God, when they are forced, they're gonna act, and it's gonna be fucking, you'll see what it feels like to be on the other end of the fucking stick, you son of a bitches. There'll be no goddamn spider hole on this goddamn planet you can hide in. Southern border and head to the United States. The organizer told Fox News, now it's just like these kind of a bitches walking around your street telling you about the Bolshevik fucking revolution they're having in your country. And you're, instead of bam, 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 bam. No, you're not. The fuck out of here. You're dead. The group departed without government resistance from, Tapachula. In southern Mexico on Monday. Of course they're going to aid them. They're fucking goddamn, they hate our fucking guts. They want what's fucking ours because we've kicked their fucking asses. When they fucked with us before, fucking badass Santa Ana, fucking badass, what the hell was his name? Never mind. But they've come and fucked with us before and we beat the fuck out of them. Bitch stomped them, curb stomped them, kicked their fucking ass last time all the way down to Mexico City and just let it go. Why is that? Why do you think this is occurring? You think this is the will of the people? Or you think this is the international corporate mafia, a handful of motherfuckers that they're just fucking, how many people, I want to know how many Americans died driving those bastards back down there last time. This whole fucking insurgent, fucking goddamn, occupational, fucking goddamn, rogue, foreign, fraudulent, fucking government needs to go yesterday. Every day they stay, they entrench a little more. And you hear things, well, Mexico's deciding this week, guys. Mexico's decided, fuck you, Henry, move over. Fucking, we're taking some more of what belongs to you and we're giving it to foreign nationals. No, you're not. You may be going through the motions, but fucking it ain't over till the fucking gunfight's over, you cocksuckers. And it's a coming. A group of approximately 9,500 migrants crossed the border between Guatemala and Mexico with plans to head to the United States. An organizer of the group told Fox News, why aren't these organizers being taken out by the fucking, you know, that CIA, they'll go in and fucking kill fucking people around the goddamn world to facilitate the fucking, agenda of the fucking, Zionist Jew motherfuckers, the Khazarian bastards, won't they? If somebody's out there organizing goddamn invasion into our country, shouldn't they be getting fucking shot? Shouldn't we be going after them? The answer is no. Not one more of you can cross into my fucking country. And the ones that are here that have come unlawfully, get out. And sooner or later, it's going to be fucking led, you motherfuckers. And we understand, oh, God, they're going to tell you, oh, the street fighting, oh, the goddamn, and you've seen these cops go down the fucking street shooting it out and fucking in the middle of a fucking city. What do you think is going to be something different when this fucking shit breaks loose? Oh, they mean, the children, we can't be violent. You have to just peaceably let us take your fucking country away from you and starve your fucking children to death. That's all. Be peaceable about it. Why don't you? Well, I just ain't got a peaceable bone in my fucking body when it comes to such fucking treason and fucking sedition against the fucking highest law in this fucking land. Ratified by we the people, December 15, 1791. It's known as the Bill of Rights. It's also the goddamn common law for the United States of these Americas. It's the highest goddamn jurisdictional authority there is, because it is the jurisdictional authority of the fucking individual. It's my jurisdiction. It's your jurisdiction. And we operate it through our court. The court don't belong to the goddamn corporation. It don't belong. If it was a government, it don't belong to it. It belongs to us. We are the fucking supreme, superior, absolute fucking authority in this country. But we gotta nut up. You gotta have some fucking balls. This is like the little Australian kid. He wasn't little even. The big Australian kid. He had everything it took to body slam the motherfucker that was using him for a punching bag. But he had to do it. He had to stop allowing that little fucker to fucking punch on him and pick him up and slam him down on the fucking side. And then he was a bad guy. He shouldn't have resorted to violence after years of fucking abuse. You watch what you're fixing to get, you dirty, rotten bastards. Violence ain't fucking in it. Fucking revenge. And now, oh God, it's wrong to hate. It's wrong to hate. Do you guys know it's wrong to hate? We're not supposed to hate. This fucking goddamn world is built on hate. And you have fucking built up more fucking hate out here for your fucking sorry asses, you communist, you fascist, you fucking goddamn capitalist fucking vultures, you scum. No capitalists either, buddy. You see, have you noticed that, man, they didn't want to talk about that capitalism thing since all the fucking communists turned out to be capitalists too, didn't they? Like the ones coming here thinking from China, thinking they're going to buy up what fucking belongs to we the people. You're not going to do it. And the people, cocksuckers in this country, well, if they got the money, they should be able to buy it. No, they shouldn't. You should be shot in your fucking head. And that's what's going to fucking happen. This is fucking invasion. You've declared war through the American Civil Liberties Union on our Bill of Rights. That's declaring war on we, the fucking people, and our jurisdictional authority. We're at fucking war, you goofy asses. Better start acting like it, or keep eating shit like you're doing right now. And Mexico, with plans to head to the United States, an organizer of the group told Fox News. The group consists mainly of migrants from Cuba. They're not migrants. They're invaders. They're fucking invading our fucking country. What the? You fucking can't look at something. The sun ain't coming up. It's, there's a lunar event occurring. It's a mild lunar. No, the fucking sun's coming up. And this is a goddamn invasion. It's been an invasion for the past 10, 20 fucking years, hasn't it? Are you going to wait till the son of a bitch is outnumber you before you take them on? Or until they're in your fucking house raping your fucking wife or taking a machete to your fucking kid? Run them out! Your fucking ancestors did it with no fucking problem whatsoever. We whipped their fucking asses. We bitch stomp, curb stomp, fucking kicked their asses all the way down to Mexico City and then didn't burn the son of a bitch. Unfucking believable. When somebody like me in fucking command, that's for goddamn sure. This time, you motherfuckers, it all burns. Your whole fucking country burns and you will be made slaves for fucking five generations to pay us back what you have stolen from us, you dirty son of a bitches. We consider we are around 9,500. It measures 51.2 kilometers from the start to the end. People keep on joining. In the first police check, there were approximately 100 to 150. National Guard, IMNM, state police, and let us through freely. Caravan organizer Louis Villagran told Fox News, just let us through freely. I don't got you. No, you don't get to come through. You motherfuckers, you let him through, we'll kill you. We'll fucking kill every fucking one of you fuckers. We will fucking nuke your fucking country, you motherfuckers. How dare you think you can fucking set policy for our fucking country? Oh, go on into America. Yeah, go ahead, pass on through. That ain't fucking, that's not international law. I mean, fuck, there is no international law. There is no law, period. We're in the law of the jungle now, motherfuckers. I guess when they start showing up and start fucking shoving you around and fucking with you, Maybe you'll grow some fucking balls and fight then. I don't know. I cannot believe it has gone this goddamn far. Oh, immigrant! All of a sudden, you know, when it was happening in Europe, is in there? They'll never fucking do that. I mean, they were walking in goddamn columns like goddamn troops. Most of them fighting age men, and they were just coming, just walking right into these fucking countries, right across their goddamn borders, unimpeded. But hell, what are you looking at here? You got goddamn traitors down on the border. Every one of them has a fucking rope or a bullet coming to them. You are committing treason against we the people and the highest law in this fucking land. That would be the law of December 15, 1791. Unalienable! Joining the first police check were approximately 150 National Guard, huh? And INM. Boy, they're really doing a great job. They're protecting your boys. See, you are fucking paying pensions. You're paying paychecks. You're paying fucking medical. You're paying fucking retirement. And all this fucking shit for these cocksuckers to aid in an invasion through your southern border. You tell me you're not. You fucking are. Why are you doing this? I'm not doing it. Why are you doing this? You want to be at the fucking feet of a fucking goddamn Chinaman? You want to kowtow? You want to learn how to speak Mandarin Chinese so you can obey your fucking Chinese master on this goddamn continent that your fucking forefathers fought and bled to fucking obtain for you? Cowards! The migrants are counting on Joe Biden to cancel the Title 42. We're going to cancel. We're counting on we're invading. And, let's go to Europe, man. Fucking, you know, the Russians are invading Poland. Yeah, we're invading. We know you have a law against invasion of, we want that changed. We want that changed right now. Do you remember who you represent? That's right. You get that changed now. So we can walk on through without firing a fucking shot and take every fucking thing you got, you bunch of pussies. Title 42, Coronavirus Protection Protocol put in place during the Trump administration. Coronavirus, you know, that's a common fucking cold. I mean, they'll go from out. Well, I'm sure we'll hear COVID-19 before the fucking day's out, but coronavirus has been on the back of the Lysol can since there was Lysol. I mean, how was that back in the 40s or 50s? They came up with fucking Lysol, and coronavirus has been on because it's a common cold. That's all this fucking shit has ever been. If now that shedding shit, now that stuff will kill you. It will fucking kill you. Or taking those goddamn shots. Those platelets, I mean, that's not a goddamn vaccine. There's nothing natural about that. Not one little bit whatsoever. It is the most unnatural thing you could possibly fucking do. And it will change who you are. Because it changes your fucking DNA. I mean, you talk about fucking stupid ass fucking people. Like, this country abounds with them. You let somebody change your fucking DNA? Really? Jesus Christ Almighty, do you understand that your DNA goes back to the first man and the first woman? And at this point in the ballgame, you're going to step up being the doofus son of a bitch that you are and say, well, go ahead and change the DNA. It got us through fucking, 50,000 years, 100,000 years, however many years the fucking man's been on this fucking earth. It managed to get us to here. Let's fuck it up. What do you say? Don't you think this might be what these goddamn, robber-bearing, elitist motherfuckers want? He promised that, listen, he's making promises. He's making promises. This fucking son of a bitch, this shit diaper motherfucker is making promises to foreigners as he's fucking us right to our fucking face, taking goddamn huge tons of money over to his criminal cartel in Ukraine, passing the fucking money. I mean, they're just having a hay fucking day, people. And you know why? Because we're sitting on our fucking ass letting it happen. The migrants are counting on President Joe Biden to cancel Title 42 Coronavirus Protection Protocol put in place during the Trump administration. He promised the Haitian community he will help them, migrants told Fox on Friday. He will recall Title 42. He will help us have real asylum. This son of a bitch and executive does not have the fucking authority to recall any goddamn... I mean, this is just like fucking... This is, I mean, if this was law, which it ain't, It is policy, and under the corporate veil, they can change anything they fucking want at a whim. But again, they're illegitimate, and they're fucking goddamn, their dictates, their policies, I mean, not just Title 42, all of it's fucking, it is meaningless to an American national. But to these foreigners, they do have a fiduciary responsibility to fucking, to protect our fucking borders, and fucking they, and they can use the administrative admiralty. That's what it's for. This Title 42, I mean, shit like this where they go and they write their fucking little laws that they tell us this is your, these are your privileges and immunities that we're going to give you. No, not privileges, immunities. We give you, motherfucker. We own it all. We never gave you the authority to do shit because your fucking constitution was never fucking consented to by the people. You've never ruled with the consent of the people ever. And people are figuring it out. I mean, I tell you what, when you go to the fucking gas station, man, you don't come out of there fucking red-blooded pissed. And I cannot believe people aren't doing more shit about that. They should be fucking goddamn ripping the fucking walls down. How dare you, you motherfuckers, stealing our fucking oil from us, fucking selling it on an international market, and then fucking turn around with $6 a fucking gallon for gas? Really? It was $5.09 or something I seen the other day for fucking goddamn regular gasoline. They think they can do anything they want to, people, and they're going to continue to think that until you bitch slap them flat of their fucking ass, stomp them into the fucking ground, and tell them, no, you ain't. In fact, you're going for a little ride down to the fucking Hooskow, and you're going to have a short fucking trial and a quick fucking hanging, you son of a bitch. And you ones out there spouting this shit openly, like these organizers, you go right up against the fucking wall. Any other country in the world, goddamn, the world's, they gotta be looking at us like, you're fucking armed and you're letting this shit happen? There's a lot of them wishing they had to let their fucking arms go, I'll tell you that right now. A lot of people in fucking Australia, a lot of people in Canada, wish we hadn't let our fucking guns go. A lot of people all over the world, fucking goddamn Britain. Britain, I don't think you have a sharp knife in Britain anymore. What do you think they're up to, you fucking people? But you outnumber them so, it's because you outnumber them so grossly. They are so fucking desperate to fucking, they're facing goddamn 7 billion fucking people. They may have taken out maybe a few hundred million by now. But the goddamn, it's just like the guns, 7 billion fucking people. It ain't like that, even the ones they've killed, that there weren't, Third World wasn't out there breeding like fucking rabbits. Because we know they were, because they're all coming here to shit their fucking kids out. They go there and they fucking and put out fucking kids. And then send them over here, you're supposed to fucking raise them. You're supposed to fucking give them fucking schooling. You're supposed to give them a fucking house while your kids live out in the fucking goddamn street under a fucking railroad, freeway pass. Don't you see? Don't you see your fucking obligation to these motherfuckers? Where did that obligation come from? I want to see the goddamn paperwork. I want to see where you have the authority to do any of this fucking shit, because you do not. You are acting in gross violation of our fucking law. And we are acting in gross violation of our law by being a bunch of punk fucking cowards allowing this shit. Now we need him to keep his promise. Now this is a Haitian talk. He's made promises to Haitians? Isn't that fucking treason in itself? You're over there fucking advocating for a fucking foreigner over a fucking American? You goddamn treasonous son of a bitch. Of course, he's just a mouthpiece and he doesn't have two brain cells to rub together, but he is their mouthpiece. Shouldn't they be arresting the whole fucking goddamn committee, the cabal, the communist committee that is doing this shit? They are out of fucking control. And everybody will tell you, oh, this is clear out of control. Then do something. Get all your goddamn guns and get out in the goddamn street and start shooting these motherfuckers. That's where we're at. There is no goddamn law. Even their administrative admiralty. Well, we're just not going to enforce this part of it. The part says that we can't fucking just let 10 zillion people cross. These are immigrants, see. They started out as illegal aliens. They started out calling them what they fucking were. And the more they came, the more they came. And you people know how this shit works. They'll keep getting in, pretty soon they'll be getting in your fucking face. It'll happen in a store. It'll happen somewhere. There'll be four or five little sawed-off son of a bitches. I think they're going to fuck with you. That's when you fucking take and you fucking see how many throats you can fucking cut in about 5 fucking seconds. But they will, and you know they're going to. It's coming to you. It's coming. It's what a lot of you people already have it in your fucking neighborhood, don't you? Have they hacked up any
they're
children?
Already.
You goddamn right. They're already fucking here. Anywhere they want to go. Think about them landing here. It's fucked up and poor as our fucking people. Our people are living, God, the American nationals who can trace their goddamn lineage back to before the fucking hijacking of the fucking, uprising, which they called the Revolutionary War. They can trace their lineage back to before that. And they're living in the goddamn streets and goddamn tents. And their kids going hungry and going cold. Why they're handing it to these motherfuckers and they're doing it right in front of you. And bullet, well, hey man, I guess that's the new American attitude, right? If it ain't happening to me, I don't care. Well, you know what, you stupid fucking prick? You're gonna care because it's gonna happen to you next. You think they're gonna stop because you, what, you, the way you part your fucking hair? Something special about you? Even you fucking Masons, you think you're gonna get away with, you think they got fucking room for you in 500 million? If they do, you sure as hell won't be the ones getting served. You'll be the ones licking toes. You'll be the ones handing your little fucking 3-year-olds over for the fucking rabbis to fuck. Won't ya? You're too stupid to breathe the same air as me. I'm sorry. However, some migrants clearly are coming for economic opportunity. No, I will not believe they're coming here for to take our fucking goddamn the riches of our land. I will not believe it. I mean, it's just telling you right here. However, some migrants clearly are coming for economic opportunity and not for a valid asylum claim because there is no, fuck your asylum. We're not here to protect the goddamn world. Hell, you had a thing the other day, what was it, some kind of ruling where the cops don't have to, where they wouldn't go into a high school or some kind of phony one of their fucking red flag bullshit things. But they were saying that they are under no obligation to protect you. They're under no obligation to protect you. However, coming for economic, we have to protect the world. You don't have to protect an American national. I mean, if you see in that American national, I mean, one guy got once another guy, a cop, I guess it was a bunch or a few cops, once the guy drowned, and they didn't intervene, they didn't try to help the guy, because they were under no obligation to. But these foreign motherfuckers now you talk, if you're not from this fucking country, if you're not an American national. And you're in this country, you let one of them son of a bitches drown and see what happens to your ass. You would, in fact, we had a goddamn border patrol, or he was, I guess he was even drug, DEA drug enforcer, out there fucking, he drowned getting a fucking goddamn drug dealer across the goddamn river. That's how fucking backwards and wrong this shit is. We're supposed to protect them, but we're not supposed to protect ourselves. We're supposed to fucking, I mean, what, should we all commit ritual suicide and get the fuck out of their way? Was that what you're trying to indicate here? The group could become the largest caravan to head for the U.S.-Mexico border as it is expected to grow from its current census of about 10,000 to as many as 15,000 before. That's a goddamn fucking army marching at your goddamn border when you already have got millions of the son of a bitches here. You gonna let them outnumber you and your own fucking country? You not even lift a goddamn finger to stop them? You know that if fucking enough of you attack, they cannot fucking call it nothing but war. But you have to do it. 15,000 before it reaches its destination, the group is expected to follow the coastal route, in quotation marks, which would bring many of the migrants to Texas. Earlier this month, the Mexican National Migration Institute, see, look at this, Mexican, who the fuck are you? You work, you do it in your country, you do what you want in your country, you send people across our border, we should kill every one of these son of a bitches. They are assisting in an invasion across our goddamn border. That gets you a fucking 50 cal right in the fucking noggin, motherfucker. What in the fuck is wrong with this situation, people? wrote to Villagrand expressing sympathy for the caravan's members and pledging to help the most vulnerable among them. These poor son of a bitches, why our fucking people are living under underpasses, goddamn people. This is our country! Fuck them son of a bitches, I don't care who they are! Oh, we should feel compassion. I don't feel no compassion. Hate. I got the hate. Man, you can put me down on that hate list. I hate you motherfuckers. I hate you invaders. I hate you motherfucking goddamn treasonous son of a bitches violating our fucking law. I hate your fucking guts and livers. You are in violation of our law. You are fucking violating our sovereignty. You're violating our peace. Our peace of fucking mind. You are violating every law that is an article of the 10 articles of our law ratified December 15, 1791, you dirty son of a bitches. That is a fucking goddamn hanging offense for each and every fucking count. And you fucking know it. Why won't you, hey, let's have a conversation about that fucking Bill of Rights. What do you say? Why in the fuck are the people calling them? Oh, you're wrong about that, Henry. See, actually, the law is, tell me the fucking law. Okay, I got the fucking law. I got it sitting right here. It's yellowed. But that's how, I mean, it's about the third printing of it too. But it's yellowed. From my fucking, I've read it 1,000 times to you people. Third grade fucking level goddamn of understanding, and you can't, either you have to admit that you're dumber than a fucking, well, that's quite possible, dumber than a fucking third grader ought to be, because a third grader, you know, 30, 40 years ago was smarter than a fucking high school graduate these days. In the state of Oregon, you don't even have to know math, you don't have to know how to read, you don't have to have, not, don't know, have to know how to write. You don't know how have to know how to do arithmetic. You don't have to know how to do shit. And you still get your diploma because, well, you're part of it. Wouldn't want you to feel bad not getting yours and anybody else getting theirs. And we can't show no difference in the people who actually learned something and the people who didn't. I mean, you talk about idiocracy, buddy. We're fucking living it. A result of the stunning tsunami of migration from nearly every country. It's stunning, people. Like, it's this, they try to act like this is something that couldn't have been stopped right in its fucking tracks, which it was supposed to be. Even under their fucking admiralty. No, this is the rich motherfuckers like the Donald Trumps, like the goddamn fucking Joe Biden, the goddamn dynasties, the Bushes, the fucking, Obamas. This is the dynasties. And they want their goddamn slave labor, don't you know? They want you to avert your fucking, they can't even, you know, they couldn't roll you over if you were fucking dead, but they want you to avert your fucking eyes when you walk by them. They want the good old days back. When you fucking bowed at their fucking feet as they sat in their own fucking shit because they were too fucking worthless to move, drank goblets of wine out of fucking gold fucking goblets. Stunning tsunami of migration from nearly every country in the Americas to the United States in the past few years, attributing this migration to elevated rates of violence and economic instability in the continent. And this, they're telling you, goddamn, this place here is just, this place is volatile. We got to go after the guns. It's goddamn, it's crazy, man. It's goddamn, it's a fucking, it's a war zone out there. But this is the safe place to come. Again, this, I mean, they're not trying to fucking make sense. They're trying to let you fucking know. They're telling you to your fucking face, we're going to take it from you, punk, because you don't have the fucking balls to stop us. That's what they're fucking telling you here. Just like they don't have to fucking drag a drowning man out of the river. But we have to take these son of a bitches from these other countries. We have to. We have to take what belongs to each and every fucking American national, and we have to give it over to them. We have to, because they need us to, really. What you need is, we understand exactly what you're fucking trying to do. And I'm telling you, it's not going to work. When this thing fucking explodes, my God, it's going to be unbelievable, people. You better have a hold of your goddamn hair when it fucking happens. Because this is going to fucking go, it's going to go like a fire NATO across this goddamn country. People are just going to fucking just say, fuck this shit, and boom. Ba-ba-boom, ba-boom, boom, 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 boom. Like I said, you want to hear, 2 billion guns go off at once? That's got to have an effect of an atomic bomb or two, doesn't it? Just one shot. Boom. Everybody shot at the same time. Think about that. And think about if those shots were well placed and well aimed. That's goddamn, you know, a couple of billion I mean, a couple of billion guns in the hands of 300 million fucking people, 300 million fucking goddamn, one shot, 300 million you motherfuckers are dead. I mean, can you take that kind of fucking, can you take those numbers? Can you survive those numbers? Because I understand that our people are going to get fucking the shit beat out of them at first because they're a bunch of fucking pussies and they won't fucking learn to fight and they won't fight. As long as they can hide, they will not fight. As long as they can hide somewhere and polish their gun because if they got the gun, they think they've done your, you ain't done it just by buying the fucking gun. I'm going to tell you that right now. You haven't done shit but buy a fucking gun. You ain't even shown that you won't hand the son of a bitch right back to him. Like it belongs to him. Like you don't have the goddamn right to have the motherfucker like you do. Like you won't fucking, will you stand for that second article? Will you let, I mean, they talk about I was listening to some more shit of it. Gun confiscate. You ain't coming to confiscate guns. You're coming to fight a fucking war. Call it what it fucking is because it's fucking total fucking war when you try it, motherfucker. Oh, where are we at here? The Biden administration is in the process of appealing a court order stopping the administration from canceling the Title 42 protocol. It may open border activists lobbied the administration to bring Title 42 to an end, Breitbart reports. So you got foreign fucking cocksuckers out there that this is your representation. You talk about taxation without representation. How about taxation with foreign representation for foreigners? They're fucking not only not working for you, they're working against you abso-fucking-lutely. Oh, man. I guess we're going to take a break. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to PBFTT.
Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5.
Micro FM.
Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson.
Pitched us a sail about healing and oil from a snake. The barkeep, he warned him, but the man did not comprehend how strangers around here disappear like straw in the wind. Northern town. He treated her good till the sun and the whiskey went down. Did the bruise on her face test the patience of all of her kin? Or do strangers round here disappear like straw in the wind? He drinks since his wife passed away. sells her fair trade. But her traveling man had enough and took a pipe to his chin. That traveling man disappeared like straw in the wind.
Listening to the word from the trenches on Patriot Podcast from the Trenches 89.5 Micro FM Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. The word from the trenches is a listener sponsored broadcast. If you'd like to help keep this program on the air, go to fromthetrenchesworldreport.com and hit that donate button, or you can mail donations to Henry Shively at Post Office Box 964, Chiloquin, Oregon 97624. Your contributions are appreciated and needed. I'm your host, Henry Shively. It is 12:46 Pacific time, and that was the Steel Woods with Straw in the Wind. Listen to it there at the break. Biden's diabolical plan. Bureaucrats to grant asylum, not judges. In the first place, the fucking judge does not have the authority to give away what belongs to the goddamn individual free sovereigns of this country without the due process of the law and without the fucking jury. Your star chamber judges can't do it. It is a violation of the ninth article, plain and fucking simple. You do not have the goddamn authority. But now, fuck that, man. We'll have the Walmart employees do it. Because who are the fucking bureaucrats? They're the members of all these goddamn corporations subcontracted under the fucking government. And you found out how many there were during the so-called Corona doesn't, COVID-19 doesn't exist, COVID-19 doesn't exist, COVID-19 doesn't exist, so-called fucking crisis. You saw how many of them fucking bowed to their goddamn licensee, didn't you? Or licensor, I'm sorry. Anyway, this is from Patriot. It's Patriot Fire. It was sent in by Misty for discussion on FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com. Biden has started the first phase of a program in Texas to have government bureaucrats grant asylum. This means just these fucking goddamn non-governmental little motherfucking goddamn corporate motherfuckers. I'm taking everything that belongs to all you American nationals without due process of the law. I mean, we've been doing it for fucking years with fucking asset forfeiture, but we're taking every goddamn thing and we're going to give it to these fuckers over here because they will fucking kowtow, because they will bow. They will fucking lick our fucking feet even though we couldn't roll them over if we were dead. That's exactly what you're looking. Bureaucrats are getting, they're telling you right now, a goddamn bureaucrat's going to have fucking goddamn judicial power over you people and over your fucking property. Get ready for it, or get ready, or load your fucking gun instead of fucking polishing it. To have government bureaucrats grant asylum without having to adjudicate by a court. And you can't even fucking, you can't even do it by adjudicate. You'd have to do it. You can't. A fucking foreign national can't file a goddamn filing in a goddamn United States common law court. The only way this can be adjudicated is the army comes in and arrests your fucking ass because you are a fucking invader by definition of the English fucking language. And then takes your ass and you have a military trial to see if you're shot for coming across our border with the intent to fucking take. Such a program based on government employees making the decision without a judge or prosecutor would be very vulnerable to infiltration by open border. I mean, just listen. Here, see, they jump right into it. This is international bullshit. This is they're trying to work in that goddamn New World Order fucking one world government. See, this is what they're doing. That's some phony fucking, hey, you old fucking propagandists. I see you. See, they try to get into this little discussion right here. Instead of, fuck you, you don't have no authority to do any motherfucking thing in this country, you son of a bitches. You are here as a fucking rogue occupation. You have the right to fucking die. That's all. And that's all us American nationals owe you is a fucking bullet right through your fucking head to enforce our fucking law. Making the decision without a judge or prosecutor. No, there should not be a judge or a prosecutor. No! They can't do it. A judge and prosecutor can't do it. The United States, if there was a corporation, absolutely can't do it. This is fraud. It's been fraud since fucking 1871, 1878, 1860. Well, let's go right back to fucking right when that cock-sucking piece of fucking Jew shit Abraham Lincoln declared martial law and fucking just declared that the goddamn Constitution was not in effect. He could not do it. Read the fucking ninth article. Tell me where he got the authority to do it. And he had the goddamn judges who told him this. The Supreme Court judges that told him, you do not have the fucking power, Jew boy. He had him fucking arrested and jailed. That's when the whole goddamn country, we shouldn't have shot each other. We should have shot those motherfucking one world motherfuckers out of our country right then and there. We should have enforced that fucking Bill of Rights. It should have been being enforced before that. There could never be slavery in this country. It violates the fucking law. On fucking every count. It should have been a fucking issue, but see, this is how they get you into it. This is how they're trying to get you into this one world government shit. This is because, listen to this, because this is an argument you're going to really want to know. Such a program based on government employees making the decision without a judge or a prosecutor would be very vulnerable to infiltration by open border radicals. Yeah, we want that judge and we want that goddamn prosecutor to be able to do it. No, they do not have the fucking authority. There's nobody that has the fucking authority. Only an American national can sue another American national. These motherfuckers have no standing. They are invaders. They're supposed to be captured by the army and dealt with by the fucking goddamn administrative out, taken out the fucking sea and dumped in the goddamn ocean at 200 fucking miles. That's what's supposed to be going on here. They're the ones that are supposed to be living under this administrative admiralty. They are not from this country. We are the nationals of this country. Those are Mexican nationals, Guatemalan nationals. Whether you're a national down there, here you're a fucking invader. You are an alien invader. You're owed nothing but a goddamn bullet in the fucking head. Because you are doing this, this is a fucking orchestrated goddamn action by the one world motherfuckers in here. See just how they work in this little fucking shit in here. This is so you get to talk about, yeah, no, there should be judges. There shouldn't be, no, they can't be none of it. It can't exist. Radicals and also to bribery. Oh, yeah, we got to think about bribery. Yeah, we'll go ahead. This international fucking goddamn one world government fucking bullshit, this policy they're writing here, Now, the only way we can argue this is if we allow these guys, they might be, it might bribe somebody. They might be radicals or, you know, something like that. No, you can't have it, motherfucker. Our fucking law does not fucking allow it. The ninth article fucking forbids it. But we the people are letting this fucking happen. We are allowing it. We've been allowing it all this, forever. You always thought, you know, we've talked many times here about, you know, people like, what the hell is, Colonel, I can't think of what the hell, the Lend-Lease program, what the hell was his name, Just a second. What? Major Jordan? Major Jordan, you know, and others. I mean, this, it ain't like this hasn't been exposed. It ain't like Franklin Delano Roosevelt didn't say, some of my best friends are communists. It ain't like the Lend-Lease program didn't happen in creative. I mean, we fucking fought World War II to preserve international communism for this day. And fucking, Jordan had the fucking goddamn files, two fucking filing cabinets full of them, took them to the goddamn, congressional fucking, oversight committee, you know, put them here. Here's the evidence that crimes were committed. We gave fucking goddamn printing press, plates for fucking our money to the goddamn Russians that without any fucking, without any oversight. I mean, they just, who knows how much they printed. They took the goddamn, gold mining equipment away from the fucking American gold miners, this private goddamn property, and gave it to the goddamn fucking Russians so that they could build a fucking enemy so that they could have a Cold War, which gained the industrial war complex. I mean, God, in today's dollars, $100 trillion. For what? Mutual assured destruction. There would never be no more. This is the end of war, people. Isn't it wonderful? We should all be singing Kumbaya. Because it's the end of war, because you can't have war no more, because you have mutual assured destruction. Nobody can start a war you can't finish, you son of a bitch. America cannot be defeated. Fucking goddamn the Soviet Union couldn't be defeated. I mean, and they both had blocks at the time, but there's been, I mean, the Jews, I mean, they've got probably fucking 600 or 800 fucking warheads by now, probably more than that. But they built their whole, they built their fucking whole, nuclear program. It was fucking done under the fucking table. Like they accused other countries of doing, like they accused Iraq of doing. Got all those people killed for that yellow cake uranium that didn't exist. Like they've accused Iran of doing. But they're the ones that did it. They weren't a part of the nuclear non-proliferation treaty. And they built it, and the Americans fucking handed them the goddamn shit to do it and took the techs over there and fucking built it for them. I mean, wake the fuck up, and that's what they're going to do in the Ukraine. They want to put goddamn nuclear fucking goddamn bombs right next to fucking Russia. You think that Russia's going to really allow that? But then again, you got to remember that it's all a fucking con. It's a fucking con. I mean, there was one guy, I mean, I see this guy come up every once in a while, and he's talking about nuclear bombs don't exist. I can't really even, you know. I've seen the footage of fucking something that blowing the hell up, man. But, I mean, I don't know any goddamn more. If there's mutual assured destruction, how can you be talking about beating fucking Russia? You can't beat them. You can't beat somebody who can destroy the planet you're on. You understand that? That's what mutual assured destruction was all about. There'll be no more of these conventional wars. The slaughter of World War One. The war to end all wars, because you could never have a war like, oh, it was so fucking, it was so unthinkable, it was so fucking, it was so immoral, that everybody agreed we could never have another war like that. And right a fucking way we had another fucking war just like it. Because these fucking warmongering motherfuckers, it's ching ching, people. But once we reached that mutual assured destruction point, man, that we, and everybody found out what Vietnam was really all about, ching ching, ching ching. I mean, you could, to even talk about war, I mean, you got a dirty goddamn look. I mean, the vets that came home from fucking, Vietnam, man, they were looked down upon. Not that the majority of them weren't fucking goddamn drafted. Had no fucking choice but to go. That's when you know you're really in the fucking shit. You're being drafted to go into a war to fight international communism at the same time that the communists have a communist party in your fucking country. Talk to me about that. Explain that to me. Same as in Korea. 80,000 of our people died, with the notion being that they're protecting our freedom and liberties over there, fighting over there, so we don't have to fight them here. At the same time that they're supposed to be fighting international communism, you have a communist goddamn party here, right here in the United States, out in your fucking streets advocating for it. You know any other country in the world that would put up with such shit? You talk about duplicity? God damn it, it's just because, and it's our fault. There's enough of us, we could wipe these son of a bitches out. I guarantee you nobody would say fucking goddamn communism around you no more. You start talking that commie fucking shit and boom, down you go right there on the fucking spot. But to think of the people dying, they think about their guts being blown out. Fucking their arms being blown off, their faces being blown off. What were they doing? Oh yeah, that's right. They were stopping the spread of international communism. At the same time, there was a communist party freely operating right here in the United States. And old Ronnie Reagan, one of the fucking love children of the fucking conservatives, he was fucking busted in it. And I mean, you look at Prescott Bush, old George Bush Sr.'s fucking dad. He was busted fucking, you know, building tanks for the fucking Germans during the fucking World War II. I mean, and then they end up being president? Really? Well, I shouldn't be surprised. I mean, I look around now and I see somebody who came to the country 2 fucking months ago sitting in a congressional fucking seat. It is time for us to sweep the shit off this goddamn table and start over. We outnumber them, people. We're fucking way meaner than they are. Come out of the jungle and start ripping this fucking place down to its goddamn roots until we root these motherfuckers out of here and we can have freedom and liberty under our Bill of Rights as we are fucking guaranteed. That's the law. I'm not telling you to break the law. I'm telling you to enforce the goddamn law. They're breaking the fucking law. And it's easily proven. I mean, like I said, 40 fucking years, people... we know there's a hell of a problem, but what do we do about it? What can we do about it? Enforce the fucking law! We've been screaming it at you for 10 fucking years. Enforce the fucking law! It's not your duty, it's not only your duty, it's your goddamn right! If you don't do it, you are going against your own fucking people, you're going against the law! We can't stand there and want somebody drowned. Not when it's American national. I mean, that one thing that just ate me. Fucking, I thought about it and thought about it, you know. Because I know that it was about a month or so ago that fucking an agent, a goddamn DEA agent, I think it was, down there on the border, drowned, bringing a fucking, helping a fucking dope fucking mule across the goddamn river, keeping him from drowning. But then these cops stood there and watched an American man fucking drown. We're under no obligation to help you. Really? We're under no obligation not to fucking get rid of your fucking ass. Get the fuck gone. Get gone now. You're doing nothing for us. You're getting nothing else from us. You get going now until we can afford to prosecute you or else get your gun up and let's do this fucking thing. Let's fight this goddamn fight and get it over with. Anyways, guys, I've had enough. We will be back tomorrow at 12 Pacific, 3 Eastern for another broadcast, The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches. Until then, man, don't just keep shaking your head. Start thinking. Start thinking even in the littlest way, how can I do something to fucking do further the cause of fucking enforcing our fucking law? And that is The Word from the Trenches.